has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You've been listening to music?
Yes, I heard music.
Good
I think someone else is on.
Has joined.
Good evening, everyone. Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoa. Anna Bekoa, Yedulat Shemincha, Tati, Serura, Aleph Bet Gimel, Yud Tav Sadi, Ahavati Nam, Unconditional Love. Kabil rinat amcha sagbeinu tacharenu nora ufreshayan sintet nun cross satan terap satan gearkatan small gates, reminding us to guard our gates, the eyes, the ears, the nose, and the mouth, the entry points for the negative system. Na gibor dorshei yehudcha yevavat shamreim nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin Parnasa, sustenance, and a healing sequence. Barchem tacharem, rachamei sitkacha,
has joined.
Gamleim, betet reish, tzadi taf gimel, connecting to Netzach, eternal victory. Tasin kadosh berov tuha nael adata et kufet et nunayin. The Sefirah of Hod, in its essence of appreciation, thankfulness, and gratitude. Yachid geya lamcha penei Zohre Kedushata Yud Gimel Amud Pesayim Kuf. The Sefirah of Yesod, in its essence of creativity, creation, sexuality, and foundation. Yavatenu Kabel Ushmaatzi Akatenu Yodeyata connecting to the Sefirah of Malchut and its essence of manifestation.
Has joined.
We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alavim, Notzeyawon Wafesha, V'chata'av V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. The verse comes from this week's parasha, Yitro. Pasuk 29, we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Chud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Utchilu Utchilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'yichud Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Koneinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Koneinu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nandukucha Berichu Koma De Aved Leila Witata Kola Ihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Belaid Lach Mila Bialma Divaye Barnash Vedach Yale Yamine Yaulan Haga Veya Kalana Dehakuhu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itzterich Bialma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. By studying a verse from the Tanakh, we connect to the same energy. The verse we study is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom liami liYisrael. Untati vishakam, takta vilo yirgaz, od yilok vilo yosifu, avlela, avla leanoto, ta'asher barishona. The energy of our current year, 5781, is redemption. The redemption will occur, providing the children of Israel are prepared. One of the methods we use to prepare ourselves is to read a verse from Isaiah, known as chapter 66, verse 21. This verse from Isaiah connects to the energy of the redemption by having the same gematria as the name of the year. 781. Wagam mehem eka lakohanim lalivim amaradonayo hewahe adanuyo yo ahe da wanduheyo. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing a tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo la yo sayote ala me mehe shi la la he aka aka heta he zayo ala da la awa he hea yo zala me be he he re yo ke ko me La awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da Anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he na ala re yo ashila he me yo he wa he wa danu yo he he shi ame me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa he be me yo he wa he. Anu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me ye he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing utilizing the same tool. Wah, 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 yo, 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 sa, be, te, me, me, be, shi, la, yo, hey, anu, kame, ta, hey, hey, yo, anu, da, la, hey, wa, hey, me, ha, yo, sa, la, me, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me, la, wa, wa, ka, be, yo, la, yo, wa, pe, nu, la, nu, me, ha, yo, hey, yo, me, nu, hey, 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 wa, nu yo hey hey shia yo re ta shia hey re la yo awa me la yo hebe wa he re yo yo wa la hey hey la ako me nu da anu yo hey wa me re hey a yo he ta hey shi hey me ha ha wa wa la yo yo hey ta a la re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me ta re wa he be yo a he a la wa me la yo la he be tu me ka ko a la a he he wa re la hey yo yo me hey la yo me hey me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 21st day of Shabbat, Rabbi Yehuda Leib Chanalis, Rabbi Yitzhak ben Rabbi Mordechai of Neshkit, Rabbi Moshe ben Rabbi Yehovna son Galante, Rabbi Yechiel Meir Lipschitz, Rabbi Yaakov Weidenfeld, Rabbi Yechiel Yehoshua Rabinowitz, Rabbi Yehoshua Heschel, and Rabbi Mordechai Brim. Say the Esser Dibrot. First, we will say the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach in a whisper. Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-devarim ha-eile le-mon. Anochi Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo Elohecha Asher Hoteticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibet Avadim Lo Yihye Lecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai Lo ta'asa. L'chav hesel v'kol temuna asher b'shamayim mima'al v'asher b'yaretz mitachad v'asher b'mayim mitachad l'aretz Lo tishtaka velachem v'lo tavdem ki anochi Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Hei Yo Elohecha Elkana Pokerawon Avod Albanim Al Shile teaching, we all remain. Lishonai will sefer el. La alafim leo havai. Usomre mitzvotai. Lo tisa et shem Adonai. Yo he wahe. Adanu yo. Yo ahe da wanu heyo. Elohecha lashav, ki lo yenake Adonai. Yo hewahe adanu yo, yo ahe da wanu heyo. Era sher yisa et shimbo lashav, zahor et yom ha-shabbat. L'kadsho sheshet yamim, ta'avod v'yasita, kol melachtecha ve'yom hashvi'i, shabbat l'Adonai. Yo hewahei adanu yo, yo ahe dawanu hei yo. Elohecha lo ta'aseh, kol melachta melacha ata uvidcha, uvitecha, avdecha v'yamadcha, uvhemtecha, v'gecha asher b'sharecha, ki sheshet yamim. Asa Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Heyo Ed Hashamayim V'et Haaretz Ed Hayam V'et Kol Asher Bam V'yavanach Bayom Hashvi'i Al Kein Berach Adonai Yo he wahe adanu yo, yo wahe da wanu heyo. Et yom ha-shabbat, vayikad shehu kabedet avicha, v'et imecha lema'an ayarikun, yamecha al ha-adama. Asher Adonai, yo hewahe adanu yo, yo ahe dawanu heyo. Elohecha noten lach, lo tirtach, lo tinach, lo tignov, lo ta'aner, v're'ayacha. Et shaker lo tachmod, et reecha lo tachmod, eish asher l'reecha, eish et reecha. We have avdo v'amato v'shoro v'chamoro with all asher l'reecha. Please join me in saying the Shema Yisrael by covering your eyes, leaning slightly to the left, as we say together.
Shema Yisrael Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yo ahe dawanu heyo, Eloheinu Adonai yo hewahe, Adanu yo ahe dawanu heyo. Adonai, yo, hey, why, hey, Adanu, yo, yo, I hate Dawanu, hey, yo, Elohecha, Bakalivata, Uvahal Nafshecha, Uvahal Meodecha, with a Ulis of Hadvarim, Haile, Asher, Anochi. Mitzavcha hayom alivavecha, v'shinantam livanecha, v'ribarta bam, v'shivtecha beveitecha, v'lechtecha baderech, avshachvecha, uvkumecha, ukshartam leod al yadecha, v'chayu letotafot bein einecha. Uktavtam amezuzot beitecha uvisharecha. Our class tonight is a teaching by the Ari. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 14. The second column from the left. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to Parasha Yitro. Within that section, it talks about additional information. The third linking under additional information is the Kabbalah of Marriage. That is our class for tonight. Why is the Kabbalah of Marriage our class tonight? This Kabbalah of Marriage is a teaching associated with the holiday of Shavuot. But it's really coming from the concept of the children of Israel being the bride to Hashem, to HaKadosh Baruch. For who? And that's what we're going to learn about tonight. Marriage requires two lights. Initially, there is a betrothal, and then there is the marriage itself. The laws of divorce in the Torah begin with the phrase, when a man takes a wife and engages in marital relations with her. The laws of betrothal and marriage are derived from this passage. In Jewish law, betrothal, known as the kiddushin, the holiness of the marriage, is not a simple engagement, but rather a legally binding relationship that establishes a quasi-marital bond between the betrothed couple. The marital bond is not fully actualized until the marriage, which is known as the nisuin, which occurs when the couple first engages in marital relations. In other words, there is a contract between the two people, and the manifestation of that contact is essentially the blood that's associated with the loss of virginity. We need to know that when a man betroths a woman, a certain spirit from the spirit of the husband is drawn down upon her. And this spirit is known as encompassing light or surrounding light. There are two types of lights or spiritual energies. Encompassing or surrounding light does not enter into the operative consciousness of the entity it is encompassing. Rather, it serves as a source of inspiration or of protection. In contrast, there is the inner light, which informs the consciousness of the entity. It enters and remakes its possessor's worldview, changing the way the possessor lives his or her life. Once the encompassing light, the surrounding light, has been drawn down upon her from his spirit, he can then engage in full marital relations with her. This imparts to her an additional level of spirit from him, known as the inner light. Marital relations involve the union of the souls of the couple, not just their bodies. Full marital relations involves the union of the souls of the couple, not just their bodies. By the same token, full union is not possible without bodily union either. But the ideal is that these two types of union enhance each other. Therefore, no matter how close the couple become by being betrothed, their full spiritual union is not possible until their marriage is consummated. Betrothal must therefore precede marriage, for the inner spirit cannot enter her until the encompassing spirit of the same inner spirit enters her first. Note the use of the verb to enter for the encompassing, the surrounding spirit, as well as for the inner spirit. This is because the encompassing spirit does not physically surround the entity to which it has been given, but metaphorically, it surrounds the entity. It is a present within the entity, as is the inner spirit, but since it does not inform its consciousness, it is always at a distance. As you know, the Partsuf of Leah is formed from Malchut of Bina, of Ema, and that of Rachel from Malchut of Tevuna. Since they all shine from the same place, they all join together during marital relations. Leah, the partsuf of the thought, develops from the intellect proper. Rachel, the partsuf of speech, develops from the implied intellect, Tevuna. Now, Leah is manifest in the dalit of the knot of the head tefillin, and Rachel is also manifest as a dalit. When they join together, they form the closed mem of the word to increase, limarbeh, to increase the rain, a verse from Isaiah. The final mem can be envisioned as two dalits, one written normally, and the other upside down and backwards, forming the angular mirror image of the first one. The final mem occurs in the middle of a word only once in the Bible, in the verse, "To increase the reign and for peace without end over the throne of David and his kingdom." The word to increase, limarbeh, is spelled lamed, final mem, resh bet he. The final mem is formed of two hinges and two doors. The two hinges are the two yuds, the thorns in the backs of the dalits. This being what distinguishes the letter Dalit from the letter Resh. The word Dalit actually means door. Thus, each Dalit that makes up the closed mem can be envisioned as a door swinging on a hinge, the point where the two lines of the Dalit meet. Since the upper stroke of the Dalit extends beyond the vertical stroke, the excess may be seen as a yud, to act as the hinge around with the two strokes of the dalet swing. These two yuds may also be conceived of as the two handles to the doors. Also, the 28 times of Ecclesiastes. The word for handle is yad, which is also the word for hand, and the basic meaning of the name of the letter yud. This word is spelled yud-dalet, and its numerical value is 14. The two yud handles have thus a combined numerical value of 28, representing the 28 times of Ecclesiastes. In the beginning of Ecclesiastes, in chapter 3, King Solomon lists 28 times in the form of a time to and a time to. The door swings on its hinge, whose influence extends in either direction only by virtue of the power of the yud, where the yud represents the soul, while the dalet represents the body. The soul animates the body in general. The letter yud signifies chokmah, wisdom, the first conscious sephirah, the first manifestation of the soul in the body. The letter dalet is often understood to refer to malchut, the last sephirah that possesses nothing of its own, but rather serves as the means the other sephirot use to find expression in the world. As such, it is fitting. It is a fitting representation of the body, which serves as a means for the soul to express itself in the world. Of these two yuds, it is written, those who desecrate it shall surely die. The word for those who desecrate it can be understood to mean its emptiness. The numerical value of the word for emptiness, halal, is the same as that of the word for life, time, 68. The verse, those who desecrate it shall surely die, refers to those who desecrate the Shabbat. The root of the verb to desecrate, lechalel, is the word for emptiness, or vacuum, halal. Chalal, Chet Lamed Lamed, is 68. Chaim, Chet Yud Mem, is 68. The phrase, those who desecrate it shall surely die, can thus be read, its emptiness is surely death. The emptiness is the hollow of the doorway, the space through which the door swings. The door is the body, and the body by itself without the soul is a lifeless corpse. This is the mystical significance of the phrase in the preceding verse, you shall keep my Shabbats. The arms of Shabbat figuratively spread out to add from the mundane weekdays to the holiness, to the holy of Shabbat. The yud indicates Shabbat itself. All this will be more fully explained, please God, when we explain the significance of the two Shabbats implied in the plural, my Shabbats, my Shabbatot. Shabbat is to the week as the soul is to the body, and thus as the hinge is to the door. The work week gives us a chance to express and actualize the inspiration that we draw from Shabbat. But without Shabbat, the work week is a lifeless corpse. In order for this relationship to be clear, Shabbat must take over some of the weekday. And this is why we add some time to Shabbat before it begins, at the sundown on Friday, and after it ends, at nightfall on Saturday. Now, the Dalit spreads forth as the Mem of Malchut. The Yud alludes to the point of the Zion of Malchut, this being the mystical significance of the Holy of Holies. The Yud is often conceived of as a geometric point, since it is the smallest of the Hebrew letters and the graphic origin of the others. All other letters first are drawn with a Yud, and then by extending it in one direction or another, the letter is formed. The Holy of Holies, the inner sanctum of the temple, is the point of union between Hashem and the Jewish people. The word Zion, for Zion in Hebrew, Zion, also means a point or a dot. When Malchut is first emanated, its initial form is that of a single point that must then be fleshed out or constructed by transferring the Malchut of the preceding Sephirot to it through coupling with Zerunpin. Zion is a synonym for Jerusalem, the seat of the kingdom of David, who also personifies the Malchut. The Holy of Holies, the inner sanctum of the temple, is the point of union between Hashem and the Jewish people, and is thus allegorically referred to as the vital chamber. Specifically, Zion indicates the Yesod of Malchut, the womb. For what we said above, that Malchut takes the form of a Yud, you can understand the mystical dimension of betrothal, which requires the groom's money. It was not stated explicitly before that Malchut takes the form of the Yud, but it was stated that the Yud signifies the soul and Shabbat, both of which are manifestations of the Sephirah of Malchut. The Nukva of Zerunpin is the origin of the soul, and Shabbat is the seventh day, corresponding to the seventh of the seven Midot, also Malchut. Although a man may betroth a woman in three ways, with money, with a document, or with intercourse, the prevalent way is with money, an object of value such as a ring, which he gives to her in the presence of two witnesses, saying, "Be betrothed to me with this ring according to the laws of Moses and Israel." This money embodies the mentality he gives her, which is embodied in the Yud, which has three tips. We have seen elsewhere that the tip point of the Yud represents a coin. The Yud has three tips, two to the left and one below. These three tips represent the three sephirot of the intellect, Chachma, Bina, and Dat. This Yud comprises Chesed and Gevurah. The origins of Chesed and Gevurah are present in Dat, as we have explained previously. When the bride receives this radiance of encompassing light from him, she assumes the form of the Vav within the six extremities. Her back to him, the Dalit thus represents the phase of coupling. As we have explained previously, the Dalit appears to be postured with its back to the preceding letter. The Gimel, from Gomel, the bestower. The large Dalit alludes to how the Partsuf of Leah is opposite that of Rachel, and gives her Dalit for the purpose of coupling. This is the mystical meaning of the four times the word truth occurs in the blessing of true and certain, as has been explained elsewhere. In order to couple, the feminine partsuf has to be developed to the point where it is of equal stature with the male partsuf. In order to couple, the feminine partsuf has to be developed to the point where it is of equal stature with the male partsuf. This, as we have seen previously, is accomplished by the male partsuf transmitting his intellect to the female partsuf, so they can become of one mind and couple completely. This is perhaps directed, this is perhaps reflected in the teaching that before marital relations, the husband must gladden his wife with words, helping her focus on the mitzvah they are about to perform. The dalit given to Leah is the four parts of the intellect. The numerical value of the dalit is four. These are the Chokma, Bina, and Daat, which divides into two, the sources of Chesed and Giborah within the Daat. The blessing recited after the morning recitation of the Shema, linking the Shema to the Amidah, begins, true and certain it is. The word true, or the adverb truly, which is the same word, emet, in Hebrew, appears eight times in this blessing. True and certain, established and enduring. Truly the God of the universe is our King. His words are living and eternal. Your word is good and eternal in truth and trustworthiness. Truly you are God, our God, and the God of our fathers. Truly happy is the man who needs your mitzvot, who heeds your mitzvot. Truly you are the master of your people. Truly you are the first and you are the last. Truly you redeemed us from Egypt. The first four instances of truth in this blessing refer to the four aspects of intellect given to Leah for the purpose of coupling. The second four refer to the aspects of intellect given to Rachel. The mystical significance of the Yud is also that the Yud is used to spell out the name Echieh, which receives the embryo. The name Echio, as we know, is associated with the Sephirah of Bina. Bina, as the Partsuf of Ima, is the mother that receives the seminal insight from Abba and develops it in her womb into a full-grown intellectual structure. These Yuds, also allude to the fact that in them are completed the 10 names of Hashem that act as feminine waters. These 10 names of Hashem are the names used to make Zeron Pin into a complete partsuf of 10 Sephirot. In any case, from the Dalit position with its back to Zeron Pin, when it faces him and receives the seminal drop, it becomes the name Hashem, spelled out to equal 45, and is called the closed mem, just as Bina encloses the Yud of Chokmah within it. Now when it is positioned with its back to Zeron Pin, it possesses only one hinge and one door, as we have explained elsewhere regarding the five states of Givurah. The feminine partsuf initially possesses only the five states of Givurah. It receives the five states of Chesed from the male partsuf. The hinge and the door add up to five. And when she faces Zeron Pin, she receives the second hinge in the form of the five states of Chesed. A door then issues from her, serving to contain the light, and thus there is then a hinge for each door. She is then ready for intercourse, since she is a closed vessel and will not lose or miscarry the seminal charge, drop of light that will be deposited within her. Corresponding to all this, groom has to do this to her finger, for the yasod is only for her benefit. He makes her his partner in promulgating the divine image and consciousness. The male yasod, the male consciousness, drive for self-actualization that propels it to seek expression, is fulfilled only when the consciousness that has developed to this point, beginning with Abba, through Ema, and into Zeron Pin, is deposited in a vehicle for expression that will express it properly and not spill it into undesirable context, corresponding to the death inherent in the doorway, as above. Thus, the female partsuf has to have a closed womb that, as above, will contain the seed. The groom therefore places the ring on the bride's finger, signifying the seal with which he directs her reproductive powers and dedicates them to his partner, particular soul slant, on the divine imperative to make the world into a home for Hashem. By courting her before marriage and gladdening her throughout marriage, he brings their common soul root to the forefront of her consciousness and makes her his partner in promulgating the divine image and consciousness. The proof of this is that it is possible to betroth as well through intercourse. As we saw above, there are three ways a man can betroth a woman, one of which is through intercourse. Although this is never done nowadays, and probably only rarely done in olden days, it was technically possible in more innocent times for a man to take two qualified witnesses and have them watch him say to his bride-to-be, "Be betrothed to me through this act of intercourse, according to the laws of Moses and Israel, and then be secluded with her." They would then be betrothed and would have to separate until she had time to prepare her dowry and make arrangements for the actual wedding. Back in those times, 12 months later, the intercourse they would conduct after the wedding, their second would then formalize the marriage completely. The closed mem is the image of the safe closed womb that develops and nurtures the embryo. The point of this is that betrothal is in order to focus the female into one specific male and thereby close her mind, so to speak, to all the other various possible ways of spreading divine consciousness, meaning men. The fact that this can be accomplished by an act of intercourse indicates that betrothal is for this purpose. The ring signifies her yasod, which encompasses and contains the light within her. Her yasod is her womb. When the yud of the hinge is added to her via yasod, she is called the closed mem. We thus have yud mem, and she is called the sea, yam. The closed mem is the image of the safe, closed womb that develops and nurtures the embryo. The numerical value of mem is 40, and it takes 40 days for the embryo to form. When the embryo reaches full term, the closed mem changes into the regular open mem, and birth occurs. The word for sea, yam, is spelled yud-mem. The sea is an appellate for malchut, since as all rivers run into the sea. Malchut is the final repository for all the lights of the preceding nine sephirot that flow into it in order to be transformed and transmitted to a lower level of reality, the outside world. The formula be betrothed to me contains 32 letters corresponding to the 32 pathways of wisdom. The 32 pathways of wisdom are mentioned in the Sefer Yetzirah and are generally understood as the 22 letters and the 10 sephirot. I am adding, there are other opinions that indicate the 32 paths relate to the 22 letters plus the 9 vowels plus the 10th vowel, which is no vowel at all. In this scenario, the 42-letter name of creation, called the Anabekoah, is the 32 paths of wisdom, plus the 10 sephirot, which are stages of creation. That's the end of this essay. There's a statement below it. He who steals... The Kabbalah on the Significance of Theft and Restoration. This is a different essay. We're almost out of time, but does anyone have any questions? There's a lot of mysticism in this discussion. There's a lot of ways of bringing the ideas together, but they're really related to deeper understandings of each of the sephirot. That's why it was necessary to connect this on the Parasha of Yitro, representing the marriage between the children of Israel and Hashem. Does anyone have any questions?
Can you give me that? I didn't quite get what to turn to on the computer. Can you give me that again?
Yes. It's on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix.
Revealed Wisdom. All right. And what parasha? How far down do I go on the right?
It's on the 14th row.
What, 14?
Yes. It's the second column from the left. And that will open up to a landing page of all of the essays that we have covered so far, mm-hmm. or that we will be covering in the future by the Ari. Scroll down to Parasha Yitro, and you will find a link under there for the Kabbalah of Marriage. That's the handout for tonight.
All right. Thank you. Was there also something that, Isaac, what was that, with Isaac, what parasha and verse?
I'm not sure what you're referring to, Bernice.
You said, started off with something about Isaac. And a parasha and a verse.
If I started out with something about Isaac, it will be in the handout. But I don't remember starting out with Isaac.
It will be okay. All right. Thank you so much.
It's
very interesting. Mm-hmm. I think this is very interesting. This needs to be given out to everybody a lot earlier in life.
Well, people may not be ready for it a lot earlier in life. Mm-hmm. They're confused by the passion
mm-hmm.
or the illusion of passion.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone else have any questions?
I may have questions after I go through this a little more. I may have questions later.
Well, the secret is you have my phone number to call me and ask them.
I do. Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's class is at 7 a.m. Pacific time. We will be studying the fourth aliyah of Parashat Yitro. Our 11 o'clock class will be a class on Musar, on character development. We're studying the path of the just. 4:30, we have a deep Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, questions and answers. I'm reminding you that this Thursday, the 11 o'clock class, I expect to be back in time, but I may be a few minutes late. And there will be a very interesting subject discussed this coming Sunday as we start to prepare for the Parasha of Shekalim and the ritual of the half shekel. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Have a beautiful evening.
Thank you.